Aloha, you're tuned in to Daily Dakai, and my name is Kehau, but my friends call me Sa. I'm an unorthodox Hawaiian spiritual mother of four, and I'll be using this platform as an audio blog to share stories about my life as a work-from-home mom, trying to run a business while maintaining my sanity with my ohana. I'll be talking about everything from metaphysics to motherhood, where you can get the dirt on the mahina, the moon, do daily devotions with me, listen to weekly titoscopes, find business tips and relationship advice to cultivate a high vibrational, happy, healthy, and healing life. It is episode number one. I'm super stoked. We're going to call this one, oh, how's it? Because it's kind of like an intro. God, it's so corny. Anyway, for those of you that don't know me, my name is Kehau. I'm an unorthodox mother for founder of the Conscious Club over on Patreon. So you guys can check it out, patreon.com/consciousclub. I'm also a modern sidereal astral lifestyle blogger. I worked really, really hard to make sure that was very, very unique. I Google searched all kinds of shit and came up with that title for myself. And I hold that with pride. I'm also a certified metaphysical practitioner. I specialize in predictive astrology, of course, utilizing sidereal astrology, which is a different system from Western astrology because that's the Haole astrology. And I also am specializing in, I also specialize in energy medicine and divination. So I created this podcast because as a spiritual entrepreneur, I used to get a lot of backlash because I'm a mother. And people would say stuff like, oh, you're dabbling in black magic and you're doing voodoo. And I, you know, first of all, you know, voodoo is not even anything bad. But it's by people that don't understand what it means to be an open-minded, eclectic spiritual. And so while I've never entertained these conversations, I did decide to kind of embrace that narrative and kind of make it my own. By sharing things here on this podcast, because I am open-minded, I am different, you know, doing things differently than most people. And, you know, if teaching my keiki, my kids, how to meditate, to calm their minds, to utilize essential oils or crystals for health ailments, to heal themselves, how to understand astrology in order to understand other people, or utilize divination for guidance. If that makes me a bad person, then so be it, because it's helping them to be better versions of themselves. And I wanted to share that on here to kind of like shine the light on like what's really going on. There's no weird stuff, you know, it's all very practical. And my intention for this podcast is to connect and share also my stories, right? But connect with life makers, conscious parents, and spiritually curious souls. So people who might be interested in this, who want to learn about, you know, all these esoteric, holistic, and occult things in a very down to earth, no bullshit modern way, so that you guys can apply it to your life in this day and age. If that sounds like something that you're interested in, subscribe and share this with some of your friends. You can also connect with me on social media. All of my information will always be listed in the description area for the episode. But stay tuned for real life situations of a work from home mom with an eclectic spiritual side. So let's get to the show schedule. Every day I will be doing daily devotions because, yes, I read and I love my Bible. I'm not, you know, I don't label myself as a Christian. I don't go to church every Sunday or Saturday or whatever. But I do love doing my daily devotions with my Bible. And so we're going to be doing devotions from the Bible app. It's a free app. You can add me on there. My name is Kehau Paulo. You can search for me. And if you can't find me or whatever, just DM me, you know, and just link me to yours and I'll add you out, everybody, to it. I'll also be giving you guys a Mahina report so that you know what's going on energetically from the moon. So those two will be every single day that we have an episode. And if for some reason I know that I'm not going to be able to show up one day, I'll double it up so that you guys are in the know. Now, Mondays are Mantra Monday, where you start off your week with a mantra, an affirmation that keeps you feeling all high vibey and shit. And sometimes it gives you a little insight as to, you know, what are you going to be dealing with? What are all of us going to be dealing with as a collective? Tetascope Tuesdays is where I'm spilling all the cosmic tea on like what's happening astrologically, because as the saying goes, as above, so below, as within, so without, as the universe, so the soul. So whatever is happening upstairs in the cosmos is affecting all of us here on Earth. Woke Wednesday, this segment is where I'll give you something to help you to, you know, live this conscious lifestyle. So a conscious lifestyle tip, I guess we could say, that I've either used or I'm currently implementing, so that you can try it out and see if it helps. And if it doesn't, you know, just release it. Like if it doesn't resonate for you, just let it go. But this can range from energy healing work. It can be intuitive wellness and nutrition, traditional Chinese medicine, Ayurveda, Kundalini technology. Talk Story Thursdays, that is where I'm pretty much spilling all the dirt on myself. This could be anything. Like it's going to be like an audio blog. I might share a struggle. I might share something funny, etc. And then Friday is FAQ Fridays. So you guys can ask me questions. I'll answer questions about spirituality, business, relationships, whatever, really, anything. So you guys can DM me on Instagram or Twitter, or call into the show using the Anchor app, which is totally free. And then I can share your call on the show, right? Wouldn't that be cool? You can hear yourself. Okay. Anyway, and then we can talk story back and forth like that. And then last but not least is Small Business Saturday. And that is where I'm going to share some sort of entrepreneurial tip with you guys, because I've been a work from home mom forever. I don't even know what year, but I've been doing this for a really, really long time. And so I'm going to share some tips with you guys that have been very helpful to me, as a, you know, work from home mom running a business. So, and then Sundays I'll probably take off and just chill. And honestly, Saturdays are going to be probably really short episodes. So on Saturday we'll do a double of the daily devotion and the Mahina report, so that you guys know what's up for the weekend. So that is the show schedule for now. It could change up because Aries, and I'll let you guys know if it does. So that's what I got for you guys. So let's get into the show. Let's get into today's daily devotion. This is going to be on the Bible app, YouVersion Bible app. You can add me, Kehao Paulo. It has a emoji of my face with my tongue sticking out. So if you see a photo one, I don't know the password for that one. That one's an old one. So we're going to be doing Finding Your Way Back to God. You can follow along on the Bible app. Five Awakenings That Will Make God Real to You, a 5-day reading plan by Dave Ferguson and John Ferguson. Okay, so day one is called There's Got to Be More. Do you ever have the feeling that you're chasing something in life that won't fully satisfy you? Pay attention to that feeling, because it's from God. We're not just talking about substance abuse issues, although drinking and pursuing other addictions are certainly ways of chasing something futile. But we've also known a lot of good church people who sit in a service every week or who preach from a pulpit to these people who feel themselves to be far from God. They're quote unquote successful, or quote unquote put together, or quote unquote righteous on the outside, but they're missing something. They're missing God on the inside. They keep busy with religious practices and work, school, or family, but it just isn't enough. They long for God to feel real to them. That longing is the first spiritual awakening for all of us, finding our way back to God. There's got to be more. When you long for a love that is deep and satisfying, when you want to give yourself to something that will truly make a difference, or when you seek answers to life's most difficult questions, you are looking for God. You've really got two options. You can keep searching to fill these longings on your own, or you can look to the one who gave you those longings in the first place. Ooh. Our longing for real love goes all the way back to how the human race was made in the first place. God intended that we experience His love both directly from Him and through others we relate to in a healthy way. What we long for, I feel like I gotta read that again. God intended that we experience His love both directly from Him and through others we relate to in a healthy way. What we long for, God doesn't just have, but actually is. He is love, and he pursues us with love. We've heard it said that every man who knocks on the door of a brothel is really looking for God. If you're knocking on the door of some self-destructive behavior or relationship, you might actually have arrived at an important point in your journey back to God. Why? Because the disappointment you inevitably, feel in cheap substitutes will make you wonder where you can find real love. Will you open yourself up to letting God fill your longing to love and be loved? What do your activities this week suggest about what you think will satisfy you? So things that I want to do this week is like get my blog going and start blogging, start making shirts again, and work on this podcast, and mostly just kind of getting my business stuff back in order, doing readings for my YouTube channel that I haven't done for October because now we're a weekend and I'm like, shit. So those are some things that I need to do. So what is that suggesting? I don't know, but I feel like there's this longing that I have, which is an addiction to buying stuff. Like I just keep buying things, books, card decks, food, like eating out. I don't know. And I kind of feel like it's because there is a void within me. And this isn't something that just is like, oh, like a month ago, like I've had this for a while actually. And it comes and goes, you know, so there are times when I feel like satiated, I guess you could say. And I feel like, oh yeah, I don't need anything. I'm fine. And then there are other times when I don't. So I haven't really made the correlation with, you know, if it's when I'm doing devotions or if I'm not, or, you know, whatever it is, right? If I'm meditating every day or if I'm not, you know, I've never really paid attention to that because this is the first time I'm doing this devotional. So now that I'm more, you know, aware, I'm conscious of this, I'm going to start paying attention. But yeah, lately I've been buying a lot of shit. And I can say that I have not been doing my devotions. So there is a little link right there for that one. But maybe that's what it is, you know? Maybe that's, what did it say? God is the one that's creating that feeling or whatever, right? Pay attention to that feeling because it's from God. That's what they said in the beginning. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to pay attention to that because I feel like I'm shopping to fill some sort of void. And my relationship is perfect. Like, well, I shouldn't say perfect, but perfect for us. You know, like we get along really well. We don't have any problems right now. We're doing good financially. The kids are all good. Like we all communicate and blah, 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 blah. You know, we have time for each other. We go on, we do date nights. So everything is good as far as my love life, my finances. What else is there? I don't know. I don't really have a social life, honestly, because I live in Utah and I don't know anybody. But yeah, maybe that's something too. I don't know. But there's some sort of void that I feel like, yep, I'm probably shopping to try and fill that. Oh boy. All right, let's get to our verse, which is 1 John 4:19. I'm using CSB. I like that version. And it says, we love because he first loved us. Boom, we are done. So how can I apply this devotion to my life? Because if we don't apply, right, and we do devotions every day, what the fuck, wasting our time. So how can I apply this? And I think it's the awareness of it. Okay, there is this thing that I'm longing, right, where I'm like, oh, I want to buy that, I need a right? And why is it there? And I think it's because I'm filling a void. And what is that void? Well, I haven't been connecting with divine. I haven't been building that vertical relationship with God lately. And so I need to start up again. So, yay. Welcome to your Mahina Report for October 7, 2019. The moon is currently in sidereal Capricorn. I say sidereal Capricorn so people understand that I'm using a different system of astrology than, you know, their favorite Western astrologer who utilizes Hawley astrology. This is the actual moon placement. Like if you was to go outside and you look at the moon, you look at the stars around it, you know, astronomy, you would see, oh, the moon's staying Capricorn right now. So what does that mean? That means your bones, your joints, your gallbladder, those things are going to be vulnerable sensitive, okay? Because the moon is in that sign. So you don't want to do any sort of, I mean, never, you don't, but like, don't physically strain your spine, your bones, okay? Because they become much more fragile. Now, what you want to do, or what you're feeling like you should do, is handle your business. So you probably, you know, working, doing what you need to do, handling your responsibilities, you know, things like that, because that's all Capricorn stuff. Like it's the goat trying to get to the top of the mountain, and he doesn't care about what's going on around him. He's focused on his goal. Okay. And so you might be feeling like that today. Now, the Lamahina, which I just got this book called Anolani Anohonua, which is all about the Hawaiian lunar calendar. And they refer to the moon days as Pomahina, which is the lunar nights, because of the initial sighting of the moon is what it says on a particular day. And so I guess it started at night or whatever. But because it is actually called a moon day, I call it on my show Lamahina. So anyway, this Lamahina is a pretty intense one, okay? This one is what the ancients believed to be kind of like dangerous. It was a dangerous day. There could be a lot of confusion. A lot of negative energy is floating around, basically. There could be arguments and conflicts. You might be very nervous. I know, like this morning, my best friend, you know, her morning didn't start out too well. And what you need to do today is just make sure that you are cleansing your thoughts, your body, your soul. You're protecting yourself from negative energy, negativity, aggression. It could, you know, be that like there's quarrels, you know, you get into an argument with somebody, someone's trying to trigger you or whatever, but it's like, you need to use your wisdom, your knowledge, right? Because you know what's going on, right? Because you're listening to this. So, instead of focusing on, you know, fighting with someone or a scandal or, you know, whatever, empty shit that just isn't going to help you, it's going to hurt you, that, you know, focus on doing more of the spiritual, like doing more of like spiritual stuff. Okay. That's going to be really helpful today. Spiritual things. So, maybe doing some introspective things, personal development, focusing on, you know, just you minding your vibration, staying in your lane today. That is essential, because if not, you're going to find yourself beefing, and we don't want that, right? You don't want no drama. Okay, it's Mantra Monday. I feel like I haven't done this for a while, but I do in Conscious Club. But for you guys on the podcast, I'm just like so excited. Okay, so I usually pick a deck, and then we get our mantra from that. So I'm choosing one right now. And let's see. We are going to use, let's use this one, How to Love Yourself cards. All right, that was too many cards popping out. Okay, let's see what we got. So our mantra for the podcast, or for anybody listening to the podcast, is I let go of the past with ease. So this week, full moon week, what are we focusing on? Letting go, because during a full moon, that's what you do. You release, you let go of things that are not in alignment with you. So we're letting go of things from our past, and it's going to be easy. It's going to be super, super easy. Who's texting me? Anyway, okay, so that is our mantra. I let go of the past with ease. Big huge mahalos to you if you're still tuned into this episode. Thank you so much. Make sure you DM me or call into the show. I can share that on the show. So, but if you're like shy or whatever, just DM me. Let me know if you have any suggestions for the show, and you know what resonated for you or whatever you want to share, that you feel comfortable sharing with me. And I just really appreciate feedback. That's all. Even if it's negative, like I feel like it's, you know, constructive criticism that, you know, will help out the show. So, but yeah, big mahalos. But this is the end of the show or the end of the episode. And make sure you tune in tomorrow to the scope Tuesdays. You need to know your sidereal rising sign because I don't utilize the Hawley astrology. So if you don't know your sidereal natal chart, then I generate those. They're only $5. You got to give me about 24 hours, 48 hours around there to generate them because I don't just like print it off or whatever, like make it with an app or something. Like I go and I type everything. So if that's something you're interested in, $5 Cash App. My username is the dollar sign AstroTita, AstroTita. And I will catch you guys tomorrow. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with your WCW who doesn't even know you exist, your neighbor with the yappy dog, your Facebook friends, which consists of family you hate, and people you don't really know from high school. Make sure you follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and NotSoChristianMoms.com.